Hare Krishna. So this is a very auspicious day, the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, who it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And he's also incarnation of Lalita Shakti. So special, very special devotee. And it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tosa Krishnam Sangopang Astaparsadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasaha. That intelligent people in this age of Kali will worship the personality of Godhead who is always chanting the holy names of Krishna. And that's Lord Chaitanya. And although he is not blackish, like Krishna, he's Krishna himself. And he comes with his very confidential devotees and servants. And one of those very confidential devotees is Gadadhar Pandit. So it's mentioned that he took sannyas. It was something called Kshetra sannyas, which means you take sannyas and you stay there. You don't travel. Most sannyasis, as you know, they travel a lot. Some of them come here also. But he took a particular type of sannyas where you just stay there, wherever you took sannyas. So Lord Chaitanya was going on a tour. And Gadadhar Pandit was very, very, very attached. Gadadhar Pandit was very, very attached to Lord Chaitanya. So he wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. Not only did he want to go, he did go. And Lord Chaitanya didn't like that, because he had taken this vow that he's going to stay there in Jagannath Puri. So Gadadhar Pandit said, I'm not going with you. I'm going to see Mother Sachi in Navadvip. So that's where Lord Chaitanya was going, to Navadvip. But I'm not going with you. I'm going to see Mother Sachi. It's okay. You know, we're just going next to each other. I'm not with you. So, after some time, they were traveling, and Lord Chaitanya called them over. Just come with us. It's okay. You know. But then Lord Chaitanya expressed that he was very displeased that he had broken his vow by leaving Jagannath Puri. So he said, he just expressed, I'm very upset with this. And then Lord Chaitanya got on a boat and left. He left Gadadhar Pandit there on the bank. And it's described that he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya, he just fainted. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there as well. And Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, take care of him. So after he came to consciousness, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that Lord Chaitanya is saving you from breaking your promise to Krishna. So he's being kind to you. Because Lord Chaitanya, remember, he came as a devotee. And he wanted the devotees to also act like devotees. What's that? Okay, everybody with cell phones, please turn them off. That was a special ringer there. So, Lord Chaitanya didn't want him to break his promise. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he related to him another instance of Krishna not wanting his devotee to break his promise. And that was in the pastime of Bhishma and Krishna and Arjuna and Duryodhana. So I'll tell you a little Krishna pastime here in between this Gadadhar Pandit pastimes. So before the battle of Kurukshetra, of course Arjuna and Duryodhana, they were going around, they were trying to get, you know, troops on their side. So by the arrangement of fate, Krishna was in his mansion, and Arjuna and Duryodhana happened to go to his mansion at the same time to ask Krishna to be on their side. So Krishna was transcendentally resting, sleeping, yoga nidra. So Duryodhana was thinking, whoever he sees first, by etiquette, he'll have to satisfy his desires first. So I'll stand next to his head. And Arjuna, being a devotee, he thought, I'll stand next to his feet. So then Krishna transcendentally woke up. There's nothing he doesn't know, even when he's apparently sleeping. So he opened his eyes and he saw Arjuna there. He said, oh, Arjuna, you're here. And then he turned, oh, Duryodhana, you're here too. Oh, what's the occasion? And they said, well, there's a war that's going to take place soon. And we both happen to come here at the same time and we want you on our side. So Krishna said, well, I'm not going to fight. It was a fratricidal war. Family members fighting family members, so he didn't want to be involved. He said, I'm not going to fight. So you can either have me or you can have my army. So Arjuna, I saw you first, so you choose. You can either have me or you can have my army. You can imagine how big Krishna's army was. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of soldiers, Akshauhinis, they're called Akshauhinis. You know, chariots and elephants and soldiers and so much. So Arjuna said, I'll take you, Krishna. And Duryodhana is thinking, man, this guy must have gone nuts, you know? Krishna's not even going to fight, but he chose Krishna. That means Duryodhana got the army. He got Krishna's army. So Duryodhana was very happy. He got Krishna's army. But Arjuna was even happier because he knew Krishna is more powerful than his army, even if he doesn't fight. So they both walked away happy. And then there, you know, after some time, the war begins. And after a few days, Duryodhana went to Bhishma and said, Bhishma, I could understand that you must be favoring the Pandavas because not one of them has even gotten a scratch on them. And you're the most powerful warrior on this battlefield. So I'm thinking that you must be favoring them. So Bhishma, he's a Kshatriya, so he took that as a challenge. He said, oh yeah, all right, you see these five arrows? These five arrows are going to kill all the Pandavas tomorrow. Now Duryodhana is thinking, whew, yes, tomorrow the war will end and I win. So he was pretty blissed out. So he said, can I keep those five arrows for safekeeping? Yeah, you hold them. So Krishna told Arjuna that night, you know, Duryodhana owes you a favor. So you go to his camp tonight and ask for that favor. So Arjuna said, well, what's this all about? He said, just trust me. Okay, I trust you. So he went to, and he said, when you go there, Krishna said, when you go there, just ask him for 5 arrows. Because Bhishma's taken a vow to kill all of you Pandavas tomorrow with those 5 arrows. So go there and ask for those 5 arrows. So Duryodhana went there and Duryodhana came to the door. Oh, Arjuna, you're here. Please come in. You know, it's amazing that these wars of the past, these Kshatriya wars of the past in the Vedic times, they would be friends at the end of the day, and they would eat together and talk and just, you know, joke, and the whole thing is amazing. You know? So he saw Arjuna at the door. He said, "Please come in. Anything that you want, I'll give you the kingdom. Anything you want." No, I don't want the kingdom. I just want those 5 arrows. Oh. So immediately he gave the 5 arrows. Kshatriya, yeah. Prabhupada was speaking about this. And when Duryodhana asked, do you want the kingdom? Prabhupada said, Arjuna wasn't a sissy. He didn't want to take the kingdom as a gift. Do you understand the word sissy? Sissy? How do you say sissy in Nyosha? Myosha. Okay, I can't say that. Milja. Milja. Was that pretty good? So. So Arjuna didn't want to just accept it as a gift. He wanted to fight for it, but he did want those 5 arrows. So he got the 5 arrows, he went back. The next morning, Bhishma goes up to Duryodhana and asks for the 5 arrows. "I don't have them." "What do you mean? You're going to keep them for safekeeping. What happened?" "Well, Arjuna came and asked for them last night. I had to give them to him. I owed him a favor. What can I do?" And then Bhishma immediately understood, Krishna is behind this. He understood. So he made a vow that Krishna has forced me to break my vow. So today, I'm going to either kill Arjuna, or Krishna is going to break his vow by taking up a weapon. So he made this vow. I wasn't going to fight. I wasn't going to take up a weapon. So now news got out. News got out quick. Even though there was no internet, news got out quick. News got out quick. Bhishma is after Arjuna. He's taken a vow to kill Arjuna. So all the warriors were like guarding Arjuna. And the Kurus were trying to, you know, push Bhishma forward to get Arjuna. So, but Bhishma is such a great warrior that he was fighting his way through all throughout the day. He's fighting his way through, and at the end of the day, he was right there with Arjuna. Fighting with Arjuna. He got through. So they're fighting. And it's almost to the point where Bhishma's going to kill Arjuna. Anybody know what happened? Yes, very good. Most people don't know that. Just at that moment when Bhishma was going to kill Arjuna, the sun went down. And that means that's the end of the day for fighting. So the sun, Suryadev, saved the life of Arjuna. But just before that happened, Krishna took up the wheel. We've seen that amazing picture of Krishna grabbing the wheel to kill Bhishma. Bhishma's standing there, ready to go. So he took up, he broke his promise. Krishna broke his promise. But Bhishma didn't break his promise, because his promise was that either Krishna's going to break his promise or I'm going to kill Arjuna. So he forced Krishna to break his promise so that Bhishma could keep his promise. Krishna wanted his devotee to keep his promise. So similarly here with Gadadhar, he wanted Gadadhar to keep his promise. And he did. So he went back and he continued serving there as a Kshetra Sannyasi. So it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gadadhara Pandit is celebrated for his gentle behavior. He was a very, very gentle soul. Very pure. Also for his brahminical qualities. He's very brahminical. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the qualities of a brahmana, samo dumas tapasocham, kshantir arjum evacham, jnana vijnanam astakam brahma karma sabhavacham, peacefulness. This is the first quality of a brahmana. He's very peaceful. Does anybody know the peace formula explained in the Bhagavad Gita? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshram surang sarvutanam gyatramam shantim richati. That whoever understands me to be the enjoyer of all sacrifices, he is the enjoyer. See, the nature of the living entities in this world is they want to be the enjoyer and the proprietor. But we are neither. We're the servants. And we're meant to be the cooperator. We're meant to cooperate, not to try to enjoy Krishna's property, but to cooperate with what Krishna wants. So Gadadhar Pandit, he was like that. He wanted to cooperate. But there was so much love. We can't even conceive of how much love he had for Lord Chaitanya. He couldn't tolerate being separated. Just like Radharani, she couldn't separate. She couldn't tolerate being separated from Krishna. So one may think, well, he didn't cooperate in that scene. He left his vow. He gave up his vow of Kshetra Sannyas. But because he had so much affection, actually it's even mentioned, he said to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, wherever you go, that is Jagannath Puri. He said, to hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. To hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. This is just some vow, but to be with you, this is my life. So he couldn't be without his life, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya, he was determined to get him back to Jagannath Puri. So, but he had these very pure brahminical qualities, peacefulness, self-control. He's very self-controlled, austere. Austerity is called the wealth of the brahmanas. If one is austere, it's very good for your spiritual life. And therefore, Lord Rishabhdev, he says, Nayang deho dehabhajam naloke kustam kaman arhati vidbujanye tapo divyang putaka yena sadvang sudyajyasmad brahmasokyam tvanantam. He says, of persons who have accepted material bodies, there's a lot of living entities on this planet that have accepted material bodies. Right, there's so many animals, there's so many birds, there's so many. But of persons who have accepted the human form of life, they shouldn't waste their time doing the activities of the animals, which are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But we should utilize our time to engage in austerities. And by these austerities, we attain Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam. We attain spiritual happiness. Not this temporary, material, illusory happiness, but real happiness. So by performing austerities, we please Krishna. We please Krishna by austerity. And actually our process is not so austere. Just like one time a reporter asked Prabhupada, what do you do for recreation? He said, well, we chant, we dance, we take prasad, it's all recreation. It's all recreation. And I was listening to a lecture recently. Prabhupada said, if you dance for Krishna, you become light. You become light. And the contamination of material existence is lifted. Does anybody here want your contamination lifted from you? Anybody here? Yeah? Yeah? Anybody? Haribo. We all want this contamination lifted from us. We want to become light, you know, free of the modes of nature. Wouldn't that be nice? No ignorance, no passion, no material goodness. Wouldn't it be nice? And then he went on to say, and your love for Krishna will arise. Dance for Krishna. And he said, even if you don't want to dance, dance. And then you'll eventually be happy dancing. So this is, Prabhupada has given a hint here. He's given a hint on how to get purified. And there's one devotee who danced for 3 days continuously for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. Anybody remember who that is? Lakreshwar Pandit. Yeah. 3 days continuously. Yeah. It must have been hard to eat. And how do you eat while you're dancing? Yeah. Of course, maybe he was doing like a Swami step, you know. The soft dance, you know. Sometimes, and then he'd really get into it sometimes. And Lord Chaitanya would dance. Lord Nityananda, all the devotees would dance. All the devotees of Lord Chaitanya would dance. And Lord Chaitanya is described that he would jump so high that when he would land, the devotees would be afraid that he had broken his bones. He must have been jumping so high. And landing, and Sachi would see that, and they would just like torture her heart and her eyes to see that. It looked like he was hurting himself. He was jumping so high. So dancing is very good. It's actually healthy for you too. There was one atheist. He said, when I hear that God dances, I'll believe there's a God. Nietzsche. He said, when I hear that God dances, I'll believe in a God. Unfortunately, he didn't get to hear about Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So he died an atheist. Otherwise, he may have died a theist. So this chanting and dancing, hearing the glories of Krishna, help us to develop these brahminical qualities. They help us to develop this gentle behavior, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity. Purity comes from association with Krishna. It's described that Krishna has 2 types of purity. One purity is that Krishna is so pure, Lord Chaitanya is so pure, that whatever they say is purifying. We get purified by hearing the words of God. Therefore, we're always encouraged to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear Bhagavad Gita, to hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many nice literatures we have. We're so fortunate. And these books, they're ever fresh. Prabhupada says in one purport that you can hear or read the Bhagavad Gita thousands of times. And each time you read it, you're going to get more insight You're going to get newer and newer insight in the subject matter. It doesn't get old. And we have so many books. Other religions on this planet, Christianity, they have the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament. In the Islam, they have the Quran. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam. 18 big volumes. Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 9 volumes. So many other nice literatures we have now. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So many books. And each time you read it, you get more and more insight in the subject matter. So we're very fortunate to have these literatures, and we should take advantage of them. We should read them. And by this hearing, it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hriyantasto Yavadrani Virinoti Suhitam. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, the super soul, in the hearts of all living entities, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee that relishes his messages. Now you see how kind Krishna is? You see how kind Lord Chaitanya is? All we have to do is hear and relish, and Krishna will cleanse the dirt from our heart. Isn't that nice? Krishna is very kind. So we have to hear regularly. And Prabhupada says in one purport that if one hears with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. To be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. And to be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But if one is able to hear in this way with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page. So hearing is very, very important. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam admadivayanam. This is how we get purified. Hearing the words of Krishna. And the other purity of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, that whatever they do is pure. Whatever they say is purifying to us, and whatever they do is pure. They cannot be contaminated by the modes of material nature. To the contrary, they're in control of the modes of material nature. Completely transcendental. So this is the nature of Krishna. And the devotees, as we get purified, we also develop the qualities of Krishna. Of course, Krishna has qualities that are deep, like an ocean. Ours are a little limited, right? So peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance. Tolerance is very important for our development in Krishna consciousness. Honesty. Gadadhar Pandit was very honest, being the great pure devotee that he was. And the other thing here mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is that he had great love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Great love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is something that we can pray for. There's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sopi vravre chalam bhaktim tasvani bhakilatmani tad bhakteshu disawardam bhute sucha dayamparam. One devotee named Sudama, he was garland maker. He prayed for these three things when Lord Chaitanya asked him to take any benediction. He prayed for devotion, which is most important. This is what we want more than anything else. Because if we have devotion for Krishna, then we're back to our normal state. Our normal state of existence is to be pure devotees of Krishna, filled with devotion for Krishna. Now we're covered. We're in our unnatural state. We're diseased by the modes of material nature. But if we pray very sincerely to Krishna to have this devotion for him, then he'll give it, you know, especially if we constantly pray in this way. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam sadakti yuktanam bhajitam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam dam yenamam upyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So this devotion is very important. So we should pray for it. Today's a good day. We can pray to Gadadhar Pandit to have just a small amount of devotion that he has. If we just had a small amount of the devotion that he has for Lord Chaitanya, we would be set. So he prayed for devotion. He prayed for friendship with the devotees. See, if we have devotion for Krishna, but we don't have friendship with the devotees, then Krishna's not so pleased. So Gadadhar Pandit, he also had wonderful relationships with his godbrothers and peers. Yeah. You can't imagine what a wonderful devotee Gadadhar Pandit was. So we can learn from his devotion and from his dealings with devotees. And then he prayed for, the Sudama, he prayed for compassion for all living entities. The devotee is very compassionate and wants to see everyone happily engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is a devotee. So Gadadhar Pandit, he also had this mood. And it's interesting how he was initiated himself. He had a very dear friend named Mukunda. And Mukunda knew of this great devotee who had come to Navadvip named Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Mukunda was aware of his glories, of his greatness. So he asked Gadadhar Pandit, would you like to see a very exalted devotee? Yes, yes, of course. We all want to see exalted devotees, yes. So he said, let me take you to a very exalted devotee. I'll introduce you. So he went to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Gadadhar Pandit was shocked. He was laying down on a lounge chair. He had people fanning him, and he had different types of drinks around him on tables, and his hair was looked very nice. And he had these very expensive clothes on, and he was surprised. Mukunda is a very great devotee himself, and Mukunda, he's thinking, Mukunda, why have you, this person, he's a devotee? This is the person you wanted to introduce me to? And Mukunda could understand his mentality, so he told Gadadhar Pandit to chant a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he chanted this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam explaining the mercy of Krishna, that this Putana had come to kill Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that she became a nurse or a mother in Goloka Vrindavan. So as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this verse, he just went into complete ecstasy. He knocked down all the cups, he fell off the chair, and he's just rolling around in complete, complete ecstasy. And Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda, they know what is real ecstasy. They're devotees. You know. So for 6 hours, this Pundarik Vidyanidhi was in this complete ecstasy. And Gadadhar Pandit's just like, he had never seen such ecstasy before in his life. And Mukunda also, he had never seen this either. He had been to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, but he had never seen this before. Quite a sight to see. So now Gadadhar Pandit, you can imagine, he's feeling kind of bad that he had this mentality that he was just some pounds and shillings and, you know, some materialistic person. So he was very, very regretful upon seeing this ecstasy. So when he came out of his ecstasy, he begged for forgiveness and asked to be his disciple as a way of showing showing his forgiveness, that he wanted to be a disciple. So he did become a disciple of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And one of Gadadhar Pandit's disciples was also Achyutananda. Achyutananda was the son of Advaita Acharya. So he also had many exalted disciples. So this is a very auspicious day. We should take advantage of it and pray very sincerely to him that we can get some devotion for Krishna. And this devotion, this will help us through our devotional life. If we don't have a taste for pleasing Krishna, then it'll be difficult to stay amongst the devotees. It'll be difficult to engage in devotional service. We have to pray for this devotion. So, is there any question or comment? Good. Then I have another pastime for you. In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's one chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called the Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes. And the devotees were in one lake, and they were themselves having water pastimes in this lake. And Lord Chaitanya, he was getting Jai Sri Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya, he was taking water and he was splashing the devotees. And there's one statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that I remember also. Lord Chaitanya, when he was in South India, and he was traveling around India, it's described that he was sprinkling the minds of everyone with transcendental love of Godhead. Now, doesn't that sound nice? Would you like to get that sprinkling? He was sprinkling the minds of everyone with transcendental love of Godhead. He was just, therefore, Lord Chaitanya is known as Namo Mahavaranyaya. He is the most merciful incarnation. He was just giving mercy. Just take this mercy, just sprinkling everyone mind with the transcendental love of Godhead. And it's still happening by this chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in these water pastimes, Lord Chaitanya was sprinkling everyone, and it's described that Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakur, they were having a little. Sometimes, remember when we were children, we used to have water fights with the other kids. They have that here also. You have water fights. So they were doing like that. And even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was doing it with Advaita Acharya. And these are great scholars. You know, must have been quite a sight. You know? And they were also very elderly. I wonder who won. You know? So it was kind of interesting that they were that these great devotees, great scholars, they were there and having these nice water sports. So it's now 8 o'clock. And I've heard that there's prasadam at 8 o'clock. So I think we should go for that. Does that sound like a good plan? Gadadhar Pandaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.